Okay. All right. Let's do this clean.
There's nothing clean. Let's circumcise this bitch.
I want to this bitch. What? What? Okay, come back.
No.
Don't.
He's in the corner. What
okay, he's in the
do?
Corner.
I'm so sorry.
But I think he's going to chime in on this one here.
I'm sorry. I derailed this entire podcast. Yeah.
Welcome to episode number 38 of the That's Your Garbage podcast. Today we are going to talk about, in no particular order, the Galaxy Nexus, first impressions, and why did Rogers drop it? Sound shapes, Mists of Pandaria impressions, Mass Effect 3 Leviathan DLC, Amazon, Trapwire surveillance, and Red Dawn bullshit! Exclamation mark.
Red Dawn bullshit!
At the table, we've got Jay, Lorenzo, G, and Trevor, and myself, and let's begin with Speed Round News.
I just want to let you guys know, I didn't murder Mike, that was someone else. I swear to God.
Fuck that guy.
Alright, I'm going to need this piece of paper for Speed Round News, because we're going to start with tech this week. Their first bit of
you
news...
You can't change up Speed Round News all the time.
I change up Speed Round News every week, you don't even know what's going on. First news story involves...
He's busy drinking.
Yes. Sure as fuck, do not know.
Alcoholism.
An entire keg of Heineken I got to drink by myself. I'm not really? A raging alcoholic. No, it's right there. Look.
There's oh, shit.
There, it's there the really keg
is,
of shame.
There really is a mini keg.
You should share that keg.
Shame.
You know what? I'll have a bit.
I'm not even enjoying it at all. Anyway.
You should share the wealth. Anyways, our first story actually comes via Engadget, and it's basically just a rumor that involves the Microsoft Surface RT tablet. Now, basically, the rumor here is that Microsoft will be releasing the Surface RT at $199. I just want to say, like, I think this would be the smartest thing Microsoft could do, even though they'd basically be eating it. What do you guys think about this?
Well, I mean, just for the clarification of our listeners, this is the version of the Microsoft tablet that's... It's a 10-inch form factor, and it's got the built-in the keyboard cover, and it's got the kickstand, but it's the version that's like an iPad. It only runs the Metro interface, and it has to get its apps from the Microsoft App Store. But notwithstanding all of that, at $199, they would sell a gajillion of them.
Yeah.
The price is completely absurd. I mean, a 10-inch tablet with all the features the thing comes with for $199 would be completely insane.
Yeah, and I know it's using a Tegra processor. I'm not sure if it's using a Tegra 3 or a different version of them.
I think it is
Tegra
a
tablets.
3.
Okay, well, if it's using a Tegra 3 processor, then it's basically... It's going to be very similar in power to the Nexus 7, except with a bigger screen, but at the same price point. So.
And a built-in keyboard cover.
Yeah.
And a built-in kickstand.
I don't think it's a built-in keyboard cover, I think.
I think it comes with that.
Oh, okay.
It comes with the keyboard cover. Those things are like normally $50.
That's true.
By themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this would be the smartest thing they could possibly do. I do know that they would basically be eating it, because Google's already eating it on their 7-inch
right.
tablet.
But yeah, I mean, the Nexus 7 is already being sold as a loss leader to try and grab market share, which I think Google is doing very effectively at the moment.
Mm.
But, I mean, the Surface RT at $199 would be completely insane.
I'd buy one.
Yeah.
I would almost have to, like, concede the point.
Yeah.
And I hate Microsoft.
Didn't you just buy something?
Oh, he's got the Nexus 7, but yeah. I don't know, I think it'd be a good idea. I think it would eat into iPad sales like nothing, because if you see two 10-inch tablets side by side in a store, and one's $199 and one's $500...
Taking the $199 one at a time.
Yeah. Especially if you get to use both of them in the store, and I'm guaranteeing you the RT is not going to be a complete piece of shit. I mean, it's got to at least be, like, whatever, right? So, I don't know. You guys got anything else to say about this?
Nah,
I guess you don't have anything else to say now, because fuck, we're moving on
fuck.
To the next story. The next story also involves Microsoft, but this has to do with their SkyDrive service. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of it, but SkyDrive is basically...
SkyDrive.
Oh, you guys use Dropbox, or
it's
perhaps Box.net, or Google Drive. Microsoft SkyDrive is Microsoft's version of that. It's already been integrated into like Windows 8 kind of stuff. It's integrated into Windows Phone 7.
So you mean that OS no one's buying?
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. But the news here is that Microsoft actually, they just released a new version of their SkyDrive online interface for web browsers, and it's very Metro-like, or I guess you can't really say Metro-like anymore after the lawsuit, but whatever. I'll talk about that later. Essentially, it uses a tile-based interface. It looks pretty cool, very similar to Windows 8. But the big news here is that they're actually bringing SkyDrive to other platforms, starting with... they didn't really announce any other platforms other than Android, but they're bringing SkyDrive to Android, which I think is a pretty cool decision.
That's a smart move.
don't know. It seems to me like they're kind of sticking it to Apple by not releasing it for the iPhone, but I think it's smart for them to release their servers on other platforms. Do you guys think it'll make a dent? I mean, most people already use stuff like Dropbox or Box and all that kind
of
things.
I love Box.
I love Box. Yeah.
Box is awesome.
Box is great. I mean,
but
wholesale Box.
Yeah,
it's kind of Box.
Leaving that aside, you know my opinion on
boxes?
On cloud services in general.
Well, that was
I don't generally trust them at all. And
I don't generally trust them either.
Microsoft even less. But, I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, the only things I would use something like this for is, like, if you're putting a copy of something somewhere so other people can get it that you know.
Yeah, it's useful in that sense.
Right, but, I mean, in terms of using it as any sort of a backup, no. I would be very uncomfortable with that.
No, I definitely don't use...
Because I have no faith.
I mean, I have a bunch of cloud services that I use. I use Box.net, I use Dropbox, and I use SkyDrive and Google Drive, right?
TYG uses Dropbox.
But for the most part, I just use that for...
Sponsor us!
Yeah, I just use that for, like, storing documents that I don't give a shit about that I want to be able to access everywhere.
Right, exactly.
So...
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I don't know, basically I think at this point everybody's already found the program that they're going to use for that, and
yeah, but it's good that...
I'm going to start fucking around with other programs. Dropbox loves me, and I love Dropbox.
Well, what I think is good with this is if you keep having all these different platforms with certain amounts of storage, you'll eventually get probably one guy who gets all the APIs together and says, okay, we have this one thing, and it says it consolidates all of your cloud storages into one service, and then you have, like, whatever, 50 gigs or whatever.
Lorenzo will never use it.
They all have to agree to that.
Well, I use it for certain things. But, yeah. Well,
they
I mean, it would make sense. That
yeah.
would be like the evolution of instant messenger programs, which eventually consolidated on programs they could use every instant messenger
like
interface.
Like Trillion and...
Adium on the
Adium,
Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's that. What is that? The fucking duck one?
Instant messenger program.
The one with the duck.
That's Adium.
Adium, yeah. Adium's sick. I love Adium.
Doesn't that also use Twitter?
I don't
know. Right.
I used the instant messenger program in quite some time.
Yeah.
You guys remember?
SkyDrive is a pretty decent service, though.
Me too.
And I'm glad it's coming to other platforms.
Because
I bet you my ICQ number is lower than yours.
Maybe not.
6625914.
Yeah, me beat by one number.
Wait, is he now? You're 5?
No, I'm 2-3.
Okay.
Same number, it's just 2-3.
Okay, moving on.
All right, okay. This last tech news story, it's not even really a tech news story. I just find this a funny story.
Sluts!
No, this has nothing to do with sluts. Do you guys know about the whole autonomous cars thing that Google's working on?
Yes.
All that kind of shit. Scary.
What?
Yeah. Well, this is something that I urge our fans to actually look up on their own. There's a candidate in Florida named Jeff Brains. He's running. He's a Republican.
He's running for the zombie party.
I am pronouncing it wrong. It's Brains. B R A N D.
You know what his favorite sexual
act is? Brains.
Did you say that he's a Republican?
He is a Republican.
Like I said, he's running for the zombie party.
And he is running ads. He is running ads that are saying that autonomous cars are going to come to Florida and kill your grandma.
Wow.
So this has nothing to do with tech. I just saw this and I just thought it was fucking hilarious.
Lawless Republicans. With the Bush families?
Yeah.
I think you guys should.
Are we on the
up.
Timer now?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah, hit it.
I read about this and apparently the Google cars have logged 500,000 miles with no collisions. No collisions they caused. Okay, the specifics are that people have rear-ended them and shit has happened, but they haven't caused any accidents. However, they've only been tested on very specific terrain under very specific circumstances.
Yes.
So,
I just find it hilarious that someone's running on the platform that I'm going to stop these cars from killing your grandma.
Is this guy at all like friends with the Bush family? Because it sounds like it. Seriously.
I don't know.
Just the way he's running.
He loves Bush.
Don't we all?
Jeb Bush.
Why am I on this podcast?
You're on this podcast because you
seriously, I contribute nothing like, but sluts and Bush.
And Killy.
And Box.
Fuck, that girl's dirty.
And Anal Pirates.
Anyway, yeah, no, but seriously, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Lemon
that
Fruit.
Is pretty
fucking
I mean, oh god.
There's really not much to say about this. I just
You know what, though? He'll probably win.
Well, there's a lot of old people in Florida.
Yeah, people vote for the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom was literally convinced that, like,
then again,
at one point that like people could reach out through the internet and kill me. So if she saw this ad, she'd probably be like, "Oh my god, they're coming for me!" and vote for him to stop it.
Why is she a nunna?
My mom is practically a nunna.
She's getting to nunna age. Eh?
No,
I don't know, man. Basically, I'm not gonna lie to you. Any car that goes around ridding Florida of old retirees, it gets my vote.
I would vote for the car,
dude. Have you been to Fort Lauderdale lately? It's crazy.
Fort Lauderdale.
It's a goddamn butchy fiasco. They're just sitting there fucking playing lawn bowling.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a freaking Girls Gone Wild video for Lauderdale in years.
At this point, I'm just hoping we don't have a senior citizen audience because we just lost it.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever. Listen, you can be old and retired. Just don't hang out in Florida. Go somewhere cold where like we don't have to see you. Like in dark Alaska.
Yeah, because that's where they
want to be. Congratulations on living wife.
Dress warm.
Live like yeah. Greece to death. No, we'll give you warm clothes. I don't want you to die. I'm not your grandkids.
Anyway. We time these because we go on tangents.
Oh my god.
And now we're
what the fuck is going on here?
We go on tangents like killing old people, apparently.
And G has left the building.
What
I'm
is
not your going? Grandkids? I just said that.
G's done his walk away and he's coming back.
He's
and
game
what's
more
next?
He's coming back.
Alright, we're gonna move on to game news. This first bit of game news is a bunch of stuff that Sony has announced during the Gamescom conference. Where is Gamescom? That's in Germany, right?
Yep, Germany.
Alright, Gamescom in Germany. Sony asked a bunch of new yes.
A bed
words.
Yeah.
I
wow. That. And you haven't even had a beer yet.
I did actually. I just power drank that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Sony announced a bunch of new features for their platforms for the Vita and the PS3. The first is that PS Vita games that have cross compatibility with PS3 games. What will happen now is I'll give you an example. Say you buy PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale on the PS3, they give you the Vita version for free. If you buy it on the Vita, they give you the PS3 version for free.
Well, they're floating that still with the first game they have.
No, they actually...
Oh, wow. So they're going
Wait a
with
minute.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we start talking about it?
Yeah. Well, no, because there's more stuff to talk about.
Talk, then. Go. Finish.
All right. The other thing that they announced was that they're going to be soon to be rolling out the PlayStation Classics thing. Now, the thing here that's weird about that is that they are rolling it out instead of just making it all open. So they're saying, okay, we already have all these PlayStation Classics on the PS3 that you could already play on your PS3 or your PSP, but we're going to limit the ones you could play on your PS Vita for now. So that's another thing they announced.
That's a bit of a dumb move, yeah.
Then they're bringing PlayStation Plus to the Vita.
Yep, and did you hear what they're doing for that? I wrote it down, but no, right now they've got, I think it's 150 megabytes.
Yes, they're upgrading the cloud
storage to 1 gigabyte. That makes me happy.
Yes, so you will have more space for your cloud save. So what do you guys think about these announcements?
The first one's awesome. The second one is stupid. And the third one, I don't give a fuck. Because
what is PlayStation Plus?
PlayStation Plus is like their version of Xbox Live Gold.
And
you get,
which
like,
is?
Well, sold. You pay, depending on how much you want, like there's 3 months and there's a year. I just go for the 3 months because it's cheaper.
I would say that's actually a disservice saying that it's their version of Gold because...
Well, not exactly like Gold, but it's a way of getting, I guess, free games for nothing.
I love free games.
As opposed to paying for free games.
Well, I'm paying for
you're paying for games that are usually, like, what, $60?
Yeah.
Okay.
What it is it's a subscription service that you pay, and throughout the year they keep switching up which games you can download for free on the service, as well as give you discounts on other services.
Because they're old
like discount prices.
They're usually old games,
though. No. The first two Walking Dead ones are this month.
Okay, that's true.
But it's not free.
No, it's something
you're paying for the service.
Yeah,
right. It's like you pay a yearly fee that's similar to
that
Xbox Live fee,
yeah,
and they give you games while doing it. So.
And as long as you maintain that subscription, you get to keep those games on your account.
Yeah.
The second that expires, you can't play them.
Fuck off.
Yep. I mean, serious.
But any free DLC you get, because they also give out free DLC, you get to keep any free DLC.
The DLC stays, but the games.
Well, the biggest deal is that if you don't
pay. That's awesome, though, because you have to pay for life. Now you're fucked.
Yeah.
Once you're hooked, That's smart. Good work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is. Because, like, I cancel my Xbox Live whenever the summer happens.
Yeah. But you can still do the same thing for PlayStation Plus. It's just if you're not playing the games, don't pay for the service. If you want to play them, pay the $5 for the month.
Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't know that I might want to play it, and I wouldn't want to have to, like, re-sign up to do that. Mm-hmm. So I just keep paying. Xbox Live, I'm like, wait a minute. It's, like, May? Screw you. Done. I'll start you again in September.
See, I had Xbox Live for a while, and then I realized that...
You realize nothing! Silence!
I would say let him finish the point.
Yeah, no, finish the point, seriously, because that's awkward.
Yeah, but
I realized that I hate you, don't like socializing with you, and don't want to play any online games with you, so I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Was that actually your point?
No, we were supposed to play Gears of War,
was.
And then we never did, and he hates me. And here's the thing. I absolutely hate Gears of War 3, so we would have just stopped there anyway.
Quick.
All right, next.
All right, this news involves Final Fantasy VII once again.
No.
But this news is good news, guys. It's available for download now, just today. Final Fantasy VII is available for PC, and it's not broken, so if you want to download it, you can.
No.
I don't even think anyone wants to talk about this.
No.
Because does that justify 2 minutes of our lives?
No. Right now, I wish I could take a dump on this microphone to show you how little I give a shit about Square Enix.
I guess it would be a very small bump.
I'm not even turning on the timer. It would be the smallest shit ever.
Right,
it would have been a foo.
Max.
Would have been a foo.
I just thought I'd mention it because, like, I'm surprised.
Someone out there is happy.
I'm surprised it took them this long to fix it.
Anybody happy about that who didn't already buy the game needs to get shot in a field somewhere, preferably in, like, Soviet Russia.
You're all right, there, next. No, there's no next from that. That's the end of the show. That's the end of the show.
Guys, I can't be on the
show. Is there a next? For real?
Yeah, there's a next.
For reals?
You have more news?
Of course I have more news. You think it was
Jaden's fucking
think I was going to end on Final Fantasy VII isn't broken anymore?
Hope not.
Alright, next topic is Gamescom. More Gamescom news. Okay. EA has announced that Origin is coming to Mac.
Oh boy.
Cool. Yeah. Mac users are going to love that.
So the first the first games that will be available will be SimCity and I guess The Sims, I believe.
I love EA.
So, can we field now?
Good? Yeah, no, we could field.
Okay, awesome. So, let's just talk about Origin for a second, because I had a great experience today. So, I already mentioned that I own most of the Sims games, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, today, I logged in, because I was dealing with car insurance, and when I go on the phone for long periods of time, and I don't actually have to pay attention to anything, I play The Sims. So, I turn on my Sims game, and it's like, listen, you need to patch this game. New patch is released. So, I patch this fucking game. Now, the patch that I downloaded on Origin makes my game crash every 10 minutes.
Oh,
so I can no longer actually play my games. I've had to delete the entire library of Sims games that I own, which is not a fucking easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I had to reinstall all 12 of those goddamn games. And then I had to do it again because it didn't fix the issue. Because the issue is the patch that is coming through Origin.
If you
go on the Sims site, download the patch yourself, and install it without going through like the Origin launcher, patch works fine.
Yeah,
Origin is actually what fucks up the game that I've been playing for like since 2009.
So you lost everything?
I had to delete the fucking games twice!
But no, when it comes to Origin,
Because of Origin.
Because of EA's own program, which is made so that I can download the game without having to put the discs in the goddamn drives.
It is a screw up because.
So instead of making my life easier, they put their dick in my ass.
That sounds like a Microsoft statement.
My God, I wanted to kill someone today. But anyway, now you guys can talk about it.
Well, now you could experience that entire whole thing again on the Mac.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? Now Lorenzo gets to experience it. That's going to go great.
Oh,
in 2 weeks, Lorenzo's basically going to go rampage, shoot the entire podcast. All you're going to hear is bullet shots, and that's it. And TOG episode 46, everyone dies.
Yeah. The end of an era.
Pissed. So mad. Can we just not talk about this anymore? I'm sweating.
This brings up one point that I'm not worried about. I'm worried to death that the new SimCity is going to require Origin, and I don't want
will.
That.
It will.
Because I hate Origin
if
so
they
much.
They fuck up SimCity.
Hey, can I just chirp in one thing?
Yeah, go crazy.
When it comes to Origin, I hate Origin as well because I got, when it came out, Spore. Because my wife wanted that game.
Why would you do it?
No, because my wife wanted the game. It worked fine.
It was a great game until you put it on Origin.
Like, exactly. Because I put in the CD code, invalid.
Really? Yeah. And then when you download the patch, it'll crash the game.
Yeah.
Because the shit that's happening with The Sims happened with fucking...
with every
because
game.
Because the guy that put the patch on Origin actually put the wrong executable. So when you launch The Sims, the game launches with like, I don't know, it's like TS3.exe. And then when that's you download right. the patch... The patch tries to run with TSE3.exe and it crashes your fucking game.
Wow. Yeah, I can't stand it.
Seriously, that's the issue. That's what's causing the problem.
You are oddly quiet today.
What am I supposed to say?
Give him EA,
anybody who gives a penny to EA deserves what they get.
All
right. Okay, in my defense, I bought The Sims before Origin.
No,
yes, same here.
And then when I downloaded
no
a patch and installed Origin without my... asking, which is like, hey, you have Origin now. Hey, we know every EA game you've ever bought.
I know.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
It was like,
so all of a sudden,
you
have
EA games on
your
computer?
Yeah.
Out of my library.
I hate Origin.
Yeah. All right. Last game news story that I'm going to talk about for the speedrun news involves the Man vs. Machine update for Team Fortress 2. Now, this is a co-op update.
Yep.
What it is it's basically Horde mode in Gears of War with like robots and Team Fortress 2 classes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
Team Fortress 2 is a sick game.
It's an amazing game. I actually rediscovered. Are we talking about this now?
Yeah, you can
start
the timer. I got nothing to say other than this is awesome.
Yeah, I rediscovered Team Fortress 2 the other night. Played it for like 6 hours and just loved it.
Terrible.
Love that game.
Dude, I put that game.
I never played that game. I gotta play it sometime.
Oh, man.
I put that game in my Xbox once.
Like, we're talking about the PC version.
14 hours later, I was like, I need to have a bath.
Yeah.
I will say this.
That was your mistake. You played and purchased the PS or the PS3 and or Xbox.
I actually didn't purchase it. It was a burned copy, but it was sick. So good.
Okay then. But no, I'm looking forward to
it. It's free now, so.
Yeah, it's dirty though. So wicked.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
The update with that, I'm looking forward to it because you can customize your characters. You can get loot. You can get, you know, new hats, supposedly, which is going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, but, by the way, are you saying more?
I'm looking forward to it. Like,
we're worried about that now.
What's that? That's just you.
I talk over everybody. I'm sorry, guys.
Mike posted something about the Team Fortress 2 team available on Hero Academy now.
I have it.
And I'm frustrated because you can't get Hero Academy on Steam for Mac. Which means I can't get...
They are working on that. They are
oh, really? Which means I can't get the team right now, and it's a wicked team.
Especially the sniper.
The sniper's ridiculous.
Steve, I can solve your problem. Go onto a web browser, log into your Steam account, and buy the game on your Steam account.
Cool. Really?
Yeah, that's all you have to do. I just solved your problems. All
nice.
Of your problems.
They just cured cancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sniper's
a lot of fun.
Overpowered.
Melanoma doesn't exist anymore.
Dude, I played against my buddies. We both had two snipers. Pretty much one shot. It's like, oh, God.
The sniper's ridiculous.
No, it's a great game. We played it recently when we were house-sitting someone's house, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Yeah. It was a fun game.
You guys house-sit?
Yeah.
There was a legit reason.
There was a legitimate reason. It involved us eating sushi. What?
No. But the update for TF2 is tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, the 15th.
All right, we should play that.
I'll be on.
I've yet to find the Sand Beach.
Sand Beach?
Yeah.
I can give you a
see
sandwich.
That?
I got like three or four.
Yeah, I need a Sand Beach.
All right.
I found the Natasha. Anyway.
Are we done?
That is all the game and tech news I got I remember. There might have been more, but I don't care anymore, guys.
Okay, so Lorenzo needs to talk, and he's going to talk about the Galaxy Nexus.
When don't I need to talk?
Right
really?
Now.
Okay, so, recently I've been having increasing frustrations with my iPhone 4 because it started to act more or less clinically retarded, and was getting to the point when I was having to hard reset it multiple times a day.
Clinically exceptional.
Basically, he exposed it in nature and just left it there.
Yeah, we're
trying got to ride the same bus as you, Steve. Anyway.
Wow. That was terrible.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I clear the blood from my eye.
Anyhow. So, I was in the market looking for a new phone, and as I'd recently got a Nexus 7 and was quite impressed with Jelly Bean and with the Nexus products in general, I decided I wanted to get a Samsung Galaxy Nexus. And as it turned out, the day I was finally like, I need to make this happen, was the same day that cell phone news sites started reporting that Rogers was discontinuing carrying the Galaxy Nexus. So I essentially ended up with a very short window to find one that was still remaining in stock at a Rogers store and get it to be able to take advantage of my 2-year upgrade discount. So basically, this phone has only been introduced. It came out in December of 2011. It was only introduced on any of the Canadian carriers in January of this year. But TELUS already dropped the phone in May. Rogers has dropped it now. And who knows how long Bell is going to continue to carry it. Yeah. The phone is still available on Fido and on Mobilicity. I don't know other carriers that still have it.
Mobilicity is actually selling it for very cheap.
Well,
now.
Yeah, no, I'll get to that momentarily. But, the general consensus online and, in fact, by the Rogers sales representative I dealt with in the Rogers store was that Rogers and TELUS had been in such a rush to drop the phone because they all come unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And the carriers really don't like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's like a Decaband unlocked phone that you can use on any carrier you want. Towards that end, if you're interested in getting one of these, if you are on Rogers, so long as existing stock holds in any of the Rogers stores, you can still get one, taking advantage of all your upgrade discounts and whatnot. Otherwise, if you want to get one free and clear of any mobile carrier contract in Canada, your best bet is to get one from Mobilicity, which is selling them for $299, but you have to have a 3-month activation. But since they don't have any fixed-term contracts, you can just cancel the 3-month activation and get a refund for it,
yep,
and keep the phone for $299, unlocked, free, and clear on any carrier. If you're in the States, you just buy the phone directly from Google, which is your best bet.
Yeah, actually, now, does this phone use a SIM card? Or
yeah.
And the okay, then that's the real beauty, because then if you ever go on a trip to the States, all you have to do is buy a prepaid SIM card from AT&T or Verizon or anything else, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's it. Any carrier. It doesn't matter. It'll use any SIM card. The only thing that to keep in mind is, if you buy one of these phones in Canada, because the primary reason that most people who would be interested in getting a Samsung Galaxy Nexus would buy one is to have access to the latest version of Android. But you have to keep in mind that each of the localizations of the operating system in each of the regional markets, like Canada, are actually on separate upgrade channels from the straight Google upgrade channel that you get if you buy a Google Nexus phone directly from Google in the U.S. But if you have any familiarity with using just the simplest commands in a command line interface like CMD on Windows or the terminal in Mac, it's really straightforward to reflash the phone with the latest version of Android directly from Google, which is on their own development channel. And so because of that, while the Samsung Galaxy Nexus in Canada is still on 4.04 Ice Cream Sandwich, I just reflashed my phone to 4.11 Jelly Bean, and now it's directly on the Google development channel, so when updates get pushed, I'll get them right away. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in doing that, you should look up the article on That's Your Garbage that I posted about the Galaxy Nexus being discontinued, because in that article, I have a link on reflashing on a thread that gives you detailed instructions for reflashing your phone that way.
Mm-hmm. When did you post that?
You posted it on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been considering doing this or getting the Mobilicity version, even though I'm still in I still got two more years on my contract with Telus, because I have the Galaxy S2X, which is a good phone. It's actually basically very similar in terms of specs to that phone, aside from the screen. But the fact that I had to wait an entire year to get Ice Cream Sandwich, and I'm gonna have to wait probably another year to get a Jelly Bean, it's annoying as shit.
Yeah.
So I'd actually at this point rather just pay $300 and then win and wait for another Nexus phone maybe two more years down the line or something.
Yeah. I mean, my first impressions of the phone are pretty simple. If you like Jelly Bean, if you've used it on a Nexus 7 tablet, it's awesome on the phone as well. And the phone's thinner and lighter than an iPhone. It's significantly lighter. It's close to half the weight of an iPhone, from my perception. And widgets are really useful on a cell phone. So you can have text messaging widgets and weather widgets and all that stuff, so you don't actually have to go into programs to see what those things
are. Yeah, that's actually one of the things I like about it. I'll just turn my phone, and the first thing I see is the weather for today and all kinds of stuff. You got weather news, Flipboard, Facebook updates,
weather podcasting app. I've got text messaging, note apps, all that stuff. So it's really awesome. If you like Android, my strongest recommendation would be to get a Galaxy Nexus while you can, because you got to remember that in the world of cell phones, you have to understand this: hardware makers that are specifically cell phone hardware makers are the devil.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the only thing worse than those hardware makers are the cell carriers themselves. Yeah. So the more you can avoid giving any of your business or support to companies like Samsung, Nokia, BlackBerry, Motorola, the better. Because all of these companies need to die in a fire and take the cell phone carriers with them. Because they have done more to restrict the progress in cell phone technology than anyone else.
Absolutely.
So I would strongly encourage Google to release more Nexus devices and tell the cell phone carriers to go fuck themselves if they don't like it.
Oh, they're going to continue doing it, but they're going to keep partnering with manufacturers.
No, that's fine. That's fine. As long as the manufacturers are... the only thing Google should change is force the carrying of their own distribution chain.
Mm. Isn't that... That's a Samsung device, isn't it?
Right, it's made by Samsung.
But it's a Google phone.
Right.
It's a Google phone.
Okay. Right. Samsung is basically just a hardware maker. Just like the Nexus 7 tablet is manufactured by Asus.
Yeah, and the original... Right? I think the original Nexus one was manufactured by HTC. Yeah.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They basically just choose a hardware partner and they say, this is the Nexus phone. You get the Nexus phone, but these are the specs... it's got to be, and it's got to be on our update cycle and all that.
Right,
stuff,
right. So. But that's the one thing where that I would say against with the Galaxy Nexus as it exists right now is that unless you're buying it directly from Google in the States, it doesn't actually come directly on their development channel.
That yeah, that's
be,
true.
It
I mean,
can be like a bit of a pain. To
and there are actually
it.
Different versions of the Galaxy Nexus. Like technically, Verizon sells a 4G version, an LTE version, but that one's got a different band on it, and it blocks out specific applications. So
I thought, mistake my confusion. I thought that on GSM networks you had 3G and HPSA, and then on CDMA you had LTE.
I'm not exactly sure. From what I know is that Verizon has its own specific version for their own
LTE.
It's
a CDMA phone. It's a CDMA phone.
Yeah.
Right, and it has its
own
still, version
It still
of
has like the GSM
system.
Things, but it has its own specific antenna for the Verizon network. But the thing about that one is that they literally block out certain apps. Like you can't use Google Wallet on that, I'm pretty sure, which blocks out some of the NFC, the point of having the whole NFC technology on the thing.
Yeah.
And they block out tethering apps. Though I think that may change now because of the lawsuit in the United States where I think it was the FTC? Is that the right name for that organization? They were like, hey, you can't block out, you know, third-party apps which allow tethering because that's bullshit.
Yeah. I need to get a tethering app for my phone, actually.
You don't have a tethering app for your phone?
Not
it
yet.
Should actually be built into the thing.
Yeah. Well, I haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I would need it now is because I have a Nexus 7, which has Wi-Fi only, so...
Yeah.
But it's a better form factor for browsing the web if you have the room to use it. I'm also getting a case, incidentally, on the subject of Nexus devices. I've got a case coming for the Nexus 7 that I will review for the site once I get it.
All right, sounds good.
Because it's one of the best value cases out there.
I'll tell you guys one thing. If you're on the Telus network and your choices are, if you could find a store that still has the stock of the Galaxy Nexus versus the Galaxy S2X, get the Galaxy Nexus, if only because you will never find a case for the S2X. There's like one case for it. There's literally, this
I
is the case.
I remember you telling me that.
I was like, okay, no, there's one case. That's it. It's like the lowest selling phone ever, so there's like one manufacturer made one case for it, and that's it. There you go.
Okay, let's go from Big Brother, Google, to Trapwire, which is not affiliated with Google, but could be.
So one Big Brother to another.
Could be, only the NSA knows. So Trapwire surveillance system, apparently the U.S. Department of Homeland Security paid $800,000 to deploy Trapwire in Washington, D.C. and Seattle. What is it? It's a CCTV surveillance system that recognizes people from their face or walk and analyzes whether they might be about to commit a terrorist or criminal act.
Wait,
does that work?
Does it analyze it by just looking at their face?
Or the way they move?
And walk.
Does it look at them and say, well, that guy's mildly perturbed. Maybe he's about to bomb something. Huh?
No, I think it does something more like, that guy's mildly brown. He's probably about to bomb something. This is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
So what you're saying is racism.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically, I'm just going to buy some bleach and friggin' fertilizer and walk around Times Square and see what...
Well,
Times
Square
in Seattle, though.
Is not in Seattle or Washington.
Whatever, guys.
It might not work.
It's a matter of time.
Thanks for playing.
Whatever. It's a matter of time until it goes all over.
You are
the
weakest link. Get out of here.
No, this is
a matter of time.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Have you guys seen the movie In Time?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What was that a remake of?
No.
That actually wasn't a remake.
It's not.
Wait, what?
But here's
the movie released.
Here's
the
example. It's got Justin Timberlake in it.
It's got Justin Timberlake in it, though.
Yeah.
It's actually no.
It's actually not bad. It's not that bad. I heard it's not bad.
I mean, I don't like
the entire movie is based on people being stupid, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, okay, so we're creating tension by the fact that this person is going to die quickly because he decided to just make him to put a restriction on himself for no real reason.
At any point, though, someone should have just plugged them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Movie ends.
Money has been replaced with time.
Yeah.
And people can, like, give time or make time, earn time.
When you work, instead of getting money, you get more
time.
And if you want to buy a coffee, you have to spend time. Or if you want to ride the bus, you got to spend time. But, like, it's got this, the entire, all cities have these cameras that are watching people at all times and all that kind of thing.
So, like, if you
work, which is why I wanted to bring this up.
I would pay you enough that you would be able to come back to work and maybe buy food. And then that's it. So you would have to continue to come to work. But, like, if I was loaded, like I would be, because you work for me, I'd just be like, I'm going to live forever. And I just fuck hot chicks, get drunk, and no one would do shit to me. Because a bottle of Patron is like 12 minutes.
Actually, no, a bottle of Patron is like a year, but you have like a billion years,
like
so it doesn't matter.
Trillion years. So basically the premise of this movie is that Justin Timberlake gets
Basically, he's poor. So he's got, like, days on his clock.
Don't spoil
it. I'll spoil the movie right now.
He's got days on his clock. Some rich guy comes up to him and is like, I've been living forever.
No, he had, like, hours on his clock, man.
Yeah, he's got hours. So, like, this guy's like, I've been living for a bajillion years, and I'm tired. Take my time. Gives him all this time. And then the people that, like, monitor this were like,
how the fuck
did this guy get, like, a quadrillion years when he's, like, broke-ass poor 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And then he just ends up becoming, like, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, it turns into Bonnie and Clyde with time. But essentially,
instead of Bonnie, it's time.
I wanted to bring this
it's
up.
It's basically sci-fi Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up because the whole surveillance everywhere and fucking people watching you at all times to make sure you're not fucking, you're not doing shit that you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not fucking.
Basically, this guy gave him time, which is, like, totally fine. I can give you time. That sounds terrible. But...
Hey, come on, okay, I'll tell you guys how this movie got made. Someone said, time is money. And another guy said, yes, make it now.
Exactly. In other words, but like, Roland he buys this crazy car and they're like, the fuck? And it's because he has all this time. And
yes, I got the premise.
Anyways,
it takes about 3/10 of a second to understand.
Anyways, guys.
And not much longer to regret.
Yeah. Would you guys?
It's actually not that bad of a movie.
Yeah, it's not that bad of a movie, but this is fucked up. We don't want this shit happening in Seattle. Do you guys want this shit happening in Seattle?
No.
No, it doesn't matter what we want.
Do it in Toronto.
Yeah, we're not even in the United States.
I just can't wait till shit gets so bad that we burn down governments.
If they didn't here in Toronto, it would be bad.
Well, governments should be afraid of their people, but apparently that doesn't really happen much anymore.
Well, in the United States, governments know everything about you and they can tell if you're a terrorist by the way you walk. Sure. What if you have to take a shit? what if you're pinching?
What if you haven't shaved in a week
and
you have to take a shit?
Yeah, and you got a towel on your
and you get sent to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're just walking down the street, you're trying to make it to the porta potty, and all of a sudden a predator drone comes down and blows it up. You're like, fuck! Oh, shit!
Oh, man. Oh, it's terrible. Goddamn the United States.
All right.
Woods is just like, no, this is
tell us about Miss Pandora.
I got into the beta just yesterday, actually.
He's a terrorist.
Yes, I'm a terrorist.
He's a panda terrorist.
Oh, shit.
But no, because I got my account
He's
back
burning
up
down
and
the bamboo fields.
Got my account back up and running and fixed. Got an invite. So far, I gotta say, it is what it is. I mean, it's the last hurrah for World of Warcraft.
Like, that's even the last hurrah.
Like, that's the last
that
expansion.
That shit needs to end.
No, they're gonna make more. I guarantee you.
Kung Fu Panda.
No, because like I was telling, I think it was, Mike. I was telling this last week how if you look at the trend of prices for their expansions, every time they came up, they were more than usual. Usually an expansion will be, $29.99, $39.99.
Well, those things were close to $50.
Exactly. With Blizzard, they're making it, the usual price, $39.99 for the standard. For the digital deluxe, it's $20 more. For the physical collectors, it's only $79.99. That's rare because every collector they've ever released since World of Warcraft was always $100 plus. And usually when a company does that, that means they're pretty much...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're done. I mean, how much more shit can you milk out of
not only that, but... It's a sign of the times that, it's probably going to be the last expansion, and if they do a BlizzCon next year, the first thing they're going to reveal and talk about is going to be Titan.
Probably.
Yeah.
But from what I can tell, I can already guarantee you that they're already going to make more expansions for World of Warcraft.
No.
Just maybe they
can't.
Trust...
What the fuck?
Of course they can.
No. If you look at the lore of Warcraft, I actually do study that crap. Believe it or not.
Yeah,
so
but
Jordan
they
no
could
mind.
Always...
No.
My point
they
is they could always start continuing on the lore themselves.
If anything, after this, they're probably going to be focusing, hopefully, on the next 2 installments of StarCraft and...
Yeah, fuck! Where's fucking Heart of the Swarm?
And, of course, the...
Sorry,
probably, whatever else, extra stuff for Diablo 3.
I don't care about Diablo 3.
They're going to
focus
that.
On that stuff.
I want Heart of the Swarm now. Right now.
From what I played, the game is fun. It's bright, it's vibrant. The pandas are entertaining because they're also the first class in World of Warcraft history where they're not, one side only. They're right down the middle, so either faction can make one, which is a little weird, but it's a smart move instead of making one, the last one with the furries and the short little green freaks. Split down the middle, done.
Where were the pandas when that ostrich parried you?
The pandas were in Pandaria. That's where they were drinking.
World of Warcraft
they were drinking hooch.
Yeah, well, apparently this is going to be the last expansion.
I hope so.
Hey, I
guarantee you they're going to milk it for as much as they can. I mean, they still, if after Mr. Pandaria, they could still hold at least 5 million subscribers. I guarantee you they'll make another expansion. Yeah, there's no reason why they wouldn't.
They'll probably add more content to it, but another expansion.
It'll be another expansion that's. It'll be like a dumb expansion, a small expansion.
But what can they do
as opposed to the previous few expansions?
I would argue that every single expansion to World of Warcraft is retarded. I mean, content wise, yes. They added a bunch of new quests and a bunch of new story elements. That's fine. Whatever.
In the last one, didn't a dragon come out of the center of the earth and just start people up?
Definitely. Yeah, he just fucking destroyed everything. That was the only good thing. When I got my 1 free month from fucking buying Cataclysm?
Yeah.
I was just walking around the fucking, I don't know what, some fucking dunes or some shit. All of a sudden a dragon comes down and fucking lights me on fire. Yeah. I'm like, well, that was
fucking
bullshit.
You actually get an achievement for that too, which is entertaining.
The hell, it's like Demon Souls. No one wants that.
No, it's fucked up.
That game is so fucking hard. Oh, sorry, yeah. I'm still trying to beat
Dark Souls coming to PC soon.
The only end boss
if that game
bring
comes
in,
out on PC, I'm buying it.
It is coming. It's, I think
that game's made for you.
The only next boss they could do, if they actually do it right, is Sargeras, who they were going to bring into, I think it was Burning Crusade, but they kind of ditched that for Kil'jaeden, Illidan, and that other...
I'm just so over Warcraft. God damn, Heart of the Swarm.
Yeah, but obviously they could just make shit up. They can make more stuff. I mean, it's an MMO. They could do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but Chris Messen likes his baby too much.
I want Heart of the Swarm.
I want Heart of the Swarm too, but like...
Anything that isn't Heart of the Swarm will not get my money. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So what's this Red Dawn bullshit?
Oh, duh. The fact that they're remaking that movie kind of pisses me off. But that's not the point. I watched the trailer today when I got home from work. And the first thought that crossed my mind with it was, for those who are gamers, it is literally Homefront.
More importantly, you
played
Homefront?
Yes.
But Red Dawn, wasn't Red Dawn done a long-ass time ago, which was basically Homefront?
Yeah. But this is before Homefront was out. But this one, literally, if you actually take images of Homefront, stills of it next to the trailer, certain scenes, it's literally scene from scene from the fucking game.
So what you're saying is they're going to make a movie based on a game that isn't very good.
Yes.
All right,
and honestly,
on a movie that also wasn't very
good. And I think the only reason why people will go see this movie is because Thor's in it.
What?
Thor.
The guy who played
Thor.
Women will go see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, apparently he was popular in Snow White and the Huntsman, right? I'm taking that joke from you.
God damn that movie. Why did you have to talk
about
it?
But yeah,
because they got a crack team of experts.
I think, honestly...
That was the stupidest Siege of a Cat. Oh, God.
Referring to the guy... who plays the part
the only thing I have is,
of Thor as an actor or as him acting is inappropriate, really.
Here's the thing, though. You're watching it earlier before we start the podcast. You listen to his when he's talking in the Red Dawn trailer. He sounds exactly like he does when he's playing the role of Thor.
That's because he's not an actor.
I know, but still. His brother's a better actor.
He has a brother?
Yeah.
He's got two brothers who are in the biz.
Yep.
All right.
And the youngest one's the more better of them.
I don't know. This whole thing brings up the whole idea that, hey...
I say more better, yes.
Hollywood, let's remake more remakes until we can remake remakes into more remakes.
Just give us and then we can license the remake.
And then
we'll
spoof those remakes and then remake the spoofs. By the way, guys, do you know the rebooting Scary Movie? How do you reboot... How do you do that? How do you do that?
And they're bringing back Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, they are.
And his character got killed in, I think it was the third one, or something like that?
No, but seriously.
When is that guy going to die? How is that? Cocaine!
How do you
reboot
Scary Movie
and kill that
I
bastard?
Don't know.
Hold on.
How do you reboot Scary Movie?
Yeah.
I was joking last podcast that we were going to get to the point.
No, but it's
when there was
going to
be 13 movies that were going to get re-released every year.
It's happening.
But, have we really gotten to the point when they're now rebooting spoofs?
Yep. Yes. And they're bringing back a character who was killed in the previous versions.
We've already hit that point. Technically we hit that point
Ladies
a long ass time ago.
We've officially hit rock bottom.
No. You know what's even worse? Twilight's not even done yet. It's coming out, the last one's coming out in November. Oh. They're already planning a reboot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But we already crossed that albatross.
I know, but still, when I heard about that, I wanted to slam my head
through something. The third Dark Knight movie being planned. At the same time, they were planning to reboot the franchise.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's already happened.
When they announced that they're already planning a reboot for Twilight, I want to slam my head to something.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention, though, this isn't something that they've already been doing reboots of spoofs a long time ago. They've just been veiling what they are by hiding the names.
Yep.
Yeah, we've already reached the point where they were rebooting their spoofs or remaking spoofs, but they were just changing them slightly. Yep. I don't know, have you guys seen Airplane, a movie in the 80s? they basically remade that movie with Soul Plane.
Yeah.
And
Snoop Dogg.
National Lampoon's Vacation was Snoop basically Lion. Are We There Yet?
Sorry, Snoop Lion.
Anyways, life is over, guys.
So it's just like Hollywood, they're
done.
Creatively bankrupt. They've been creatively bankrupt for a long ass time. Yeah. I mean, they're remaking The Great Gatsby again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm sure it'll be an atrocity. Too bad, too, because it's a great book.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a great book. As a modern American classic.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you actually
I wish
read
America
it.
Was still like that.
No. You know what?
No
I do.
No, this is it. You know what really, really killed Hollywood for me?
Oh, boy.
Seriously? The fucking Three Musketeers movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
At that point, I expect nothing from Hollywood. I expect nothing they make to be any good ever.
That
and go fuck
Stooges.
What it is. And basically, I just don't give a fuck.
I mean, really. When you can turn Dumas's writing
into
that.
A joke, yeah.
Seriously?
You have no redeeming traits.
The 90s version of The Three Musketeers was a better fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
People need to get shot. Anybody in Hollywood who pitches a movie should just have some crazy bastard shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
In the meeting.
And if you try to pitch doing any Dumas work of fiction as a film, you should be immediately crucified and set on fire.
Yeah.
Like, the guy doesn't... No.
And then dropped into a meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this... What about Mass Effect 3 DLC?
Oh, this is going to be funny. Okay, so you guys... I don't know. You guys probably don't pay attention to anything you're doing on the site. But basically, a couple weeks ago, months ago, I don't know, the Extended Cut DLC came out for Mass Effect 3. Which explained a whole bunch of shit that happened at the end of the game where everyone was like, the fuck's going on? Why does this ending suck? So then BioWare like spent all this time releasing, like making DLC to make it not make no sense. Follow me so far?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. The new DLC actually just does the same thing. It actually goes into like more detail on what Reapers are, why Reapers exist, and how to kill Reapers.
But now you gotta pay for it.
Right. Yeah. Now we have to pay for it. Which makes me wonder... If the ending of Mass Effect 3 was vague on purpose because they planned to make us pay for it...
I guarantee you it was vague on purpose.
And then people were like, the fuck's going on? And they were like, well, shit. And they had to do a whole bunch of shit to make it not crazy. And now they're asking us to pay for, like, shit that we were probably going to be paying for anyway.
Did you?
Just earlier. What?
Did you pay for it?
No, the thing to fix the ending was free.
Yeah.
My point is... Okay, free. Now the ending makes sense. Awesome. Good. The first DLC that's coming out,
it brings it back to the loop.
It's the same thing. It's more information about Reapers, which to me means that they originally made the ending vague on purpose so that the DLC could come out and then...
Fill in the void.
Fill in the void.
Yeah. I guarantee you it was like that, though.
Right.
I would almost argue that perhaps most of the extended cut DLC was basically DLC that they cut out from this new DLC and just released early because they realized they were getting... fucking lit on fire over this entire thing.
And the thing is...
Fire is the theme of this podcast.
This
new thing is...
This new this new DLC is actually supposed to give you another ending to your ending. My ending was already, like, fucked up. They fixed it. And now they're adding another option to my ending.
To fuck
why?
Up even more.
What, for what purpose? I don't understand why you would think that
it's
I would
EA.
Want this.
It's in the game.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to give you guys
a
video.
Well, it in the game,
and I'm going to rant about it.
It's now in the game.
But it just makes... I don't understand. I mean, apparently the DLC is really good, but I just don't understand why they're going into this... Into, like... Mass Effect 3 is done. I understand that they can't continue Shepard's story, because Shepard dies at the end of it.
I thought he could potentially live.
No.
Potentially.
Yeah, potentially.
But, like, there's no way on God's earth Shepard is getting up and doing anything after the end of Mass Effect 3.
Fuck.
So... I understand you cannot make DLC after the ending of Mass Effect 3. Makes sense. Fine. Why would you go and make a DLC pack that ties into the ending which you already fucked up? That just makes me go, you kind of should have just put this in the original game and now you're asking for more money.
Yeah, I mean...
It's because of Star
because
Wars.
Because EA.
I would say if they did something like with the original Dragon Age Origins with the Awakening DLC, that would be potentially good.
Right, but you can't do that because Shepard's dead.
No, or, but didn't Awakening have nothing to do with the Grey Warden guy, main character?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
The main character's still in it.
Yeah, but he's
not... Your main character's still in it, but it doesn't actually tie into what went on, like, forever.
No, obviously.
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But, like,
it shows Shepard, incredibly broken.
Oh, yeah.
Awakening's hilarious.
But Shepard is like, there's no way Shepard's doing anything.
Because
even if you survive, you're like...
Are you telling me he's like Captain Pike? He's just like in a chair going beep, beep?
No, it's worse than that.
Like,
if you survive the end of Mass Effect 3, you're basically probably going to need major major reconstructive surgery. It's almost as bad as when you died.
Yeah.
Like
in Mass Effect.
You get
I don't know about that. I mean, you did actually die.
And you get brought back.
No, it's almost as bad as that.
How is something almost as bad as dying?
Well,
couldn't they just then kill you and then bring you back again as good as new?
You should not be able to survive what happens to you. Thus, any attempt at survival is like hilarious.
Yeah.
You're fucked up. There's no way Shepard's getting a gun and killing anything.
Well, then just make it about the other characters.
Okay, but that's going to be really hard because some people die.
Yeah.
Make it about the characters that live. I give no fuck.
The point is, it's bullshit, right? The point is, it's a side story before the ending.
I have to play it. I don't want to judge it. I'm going to put up a video. You guys, you'll get my opinion. Believe me, I'm going to buy it and play it and review for the site. But my opinion is maybe making it about Reapers wasn't a good design decision if it's completely like DLC that wasn't already on the disc. Because the main problem with the ending of Mass Effect 3 was that people were like, the fuck, Reapers, what? And I don't get it. And I played 3 games and I have no idea what the fuck's going on. And that's what people were upset. So maybe making DLC to explain Reapers more isn't a good call, considering you had to spend, like, I don't know, 3 fucking months remaking your ending because no one understood it. Because it was about Reapers. It's kind of dumb.
I'm just glad they're no longer spending time on Dragon Age 2.
Well, that's a whole nother can of worms. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to play it, I'll review it. But really, guys,
Dragon Age no longer exists to me as a series.
I think it no longer exists as a series in EA's mind too, because of the atrocity that was Dragon Age 2.
Yeah.
People were really pissed off about that.
Yeah.
And they know that people aren't gonna really wanna buy into Dragon Age 3.
Yeah, it would take a lot of really good marketing to excite me for Dragon Age 3.
Yeah.
A lot of really good marketing.
It would also take the game being released, them convincing G to spend money on it, and G like bothering me incessantly
to get it
because it's amazing to get me to actually give EA money.
I convinced Lorenzo on some real hard sells in my game.
Okay.
I wouldn't even really attempt Dragon Age 3 unless I was like, damn sure. All
right.
It was going to be better than Skyrim. Like, bad. Dragon Age 2 was terrible.
You mean Skyrim on a platform with a whole game?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I especially like how I purchased Dragon Age 2 on Steam and then they were pretty much removed my ability to buy any DLC for that game on Steam. And then auto-added it to my Origin account.
Yep.
Dragon Age 2 is a bad game for one fundamental reason.
Because it's a shitty RPG?
No.
It doesn't have a very good story?
The story is exactly
and
the
it
problem.
Keeps reusing assets?
No, that's no, not the problem.
No, I because think it's a pretty big problem.
There are it's bullshit, it's lazy, I agree with you. But if the story was good, I wouldn't give a fuck. You know how many times you run through the same area in Fable? I don't give a fuck. The first two Fable games aren't terrible. I can play those games. Dragon Age 2 is a character-driven game about a character I hate that jumps in between four or three, whatever, different periods of this character's life, and the in-between growth period gets cut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm homeless. Oh, I'm a badass. Oh, I'm the best fucking guy in this town.
So they pull like time skips like No Tomorrow, being
right.
the most lazy...
And
form of
you can't make an RPG where you don't like the main character. You're not going to read a book if you hate the main character,
right? But the other thing is, if you have a plot where you just time skip four times, how are you going to make a plot that tells a coherent story? Oh, you're not. It's just going to be a bunch of random disjointed bullshit that pisses everyone off, which is what happened.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes no sense. You know what? Origins like. You know why Origin is a fucking great game? Because by the end of Origins, you're like, this game's bomb. I did all this shit. I got all these guys. They're all going to come with me. We're going to fuck up these Darkspawn. And then we're going to kill this badass dragon. I found this busted-ass castle. And then I'm going to become queen. Alice is going to fuck me. Bomb. That's why the game's amazing.
Or like, I'm just going to find the right spot on the roof and solo the Archdemon.
Right, but the point is, game's amazing because you actually give a fuck about what's going on.
Yeah.
In Dragon Age 2, you don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
The game doesn't give you the common courtesy to explain to you why you're playing this 40-plus hour game. You're just sitting there pushing buttons.
And
if you want to do that, go to a casino, find a slot machine, kill the nunna that's on it, and just pull the fucking wand. Because it's the exact fucking same thing.
Yeah, and the great sadness on that was that the combat system in Dragon Age 2 was actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been an amazing game if they actually...
If you would have had, the story of Origin with the combat system of Dragon Age 2,
it would have
been perfect.
Same game. Yep.
Who makes this game?
BioWare. Which is seriously,
which
I love
immediately
BioWare.
Went to the toilet once they got bought by EA.
Uh-huh. It's in the game.
Honestly, it's
not
just
anymore, BioWare.
So what you're saying is that they neglected the fundamental. Nice.
I don't know how that even happened. I'm sorry, guys. It was on Saturday.
Well, we were on the subject of Mass Effect.
Yeah, right.
So.
Commander received the message.
They neglected the fundamental.
That is private terminal. Apparently
thing that, with a game, which is objective reward.
Yeah.
It's just.
Like,
nothing.
Are you gonna?
It's
you,
like, it's like, you know. It's
can
like,
I get you to watch a movie if I tell you that the story is going to be shown to you in four separate parts and there's going to be no explanation in between each part?
No.
Well, I'm in
you're,
film.
You're,
I've
you're
watched so, a lot of fucked up horror movies with no.
I want to show you a blockbuster title. This is like August release date. Kids are out of school. People are going to pay shit tons of money. It's four fucking parts of a movie, and the interim shit is cut right fucking out. The main character starts off 12 years old, then he's 21, then he's 34, then he's 56. And everything in between that? Fuck you. Are you going to see that movie?
Wait,
are you going to see that
wait,
movie?
Wait,
you know
wait.
What? I think
I,
wait,
if my professor
says
I write,
and
I write like
it.
A grade 10 fucking
that's
student.
All.
I write like I'm in grade 10, and I'm too stoned to give a fuck about character development. Tell me you're going to see that
no,
movie.
I'm not
going to fuck
it.
You. Thank you. Fuck you, EA. Fuck you, BioWare.
Hey. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I just wanted to add one point.
Fuck.
Apparently, Blizzard thought it was a great template.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Blizzard followed the lead.
Let's skip a generation, and Decker Kane is still alive.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Yeah, for a bit.
And he looks like he's wearing like California surfer clothes.
I have ulcers, guys.
I just like how G almost broke the table.
Yeah,
he almost broke the table.
I freaked the fuck out.
That's
there.
The title, by the way. G almost broke the table. Okay, I want to talk about Amazon.
What is this? This is like 98% head. Yeah, my everywhere.
I thought you poured a glass of milk.
I poured a glass of fuck you. There's no beer in this fucking glass.
You're going to pour shit.
I got scam all over my face. I'm Jenna Hayes.
And you just got Peter Garth.
Oh.
I'm so mad right now, guys. I'm sweating.
Yeah, I hope you like head.
Let's talk about Amazon.
Jay, gotta cut the whole part
some
out.
Of you may have heard about this. This guy ordered a 40-inch TV on Amazon, and he got an assault rifle instead.
You know what?
He got a rectangular box, and he's like, how's the TV fit in here? And he opened it up, and there's an assault rifle.
Screw that up.
And the deal is that originally this was an order placed by a gun shop, and UPS fucked up the stickers and sent this guy an assault rifle.
So the
and the gun shop didn't get a TV. It was like a one-way fuck-up. So immediately this guy called the cops because in the District of Columbia, that assault rifle is illegal. They had to confiscate it immediately and deal with it. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's,
Amazon / UPS.
Honestly,
well, it's probably more of a UPS screw up than Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think Amazon's the blame here. I think it's UPS.
Pretty sure Amazon doesn't keep assault rifles in their shipping warehouse.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be because all of the people that run their slave labor / concentration camps / shipping warehouses would be dead if there were any sort of viable weapon systems in them. No, really, Google the working conditions in Amazon shipping warehouses.
They're pretty bad.
It's the seventh circle of hell.
Apparently only
it's basically slave labor.
Only not as bad as GameStop, but still quite bad.
Yeah. How bad can it possibly be?
GameStop
is the worst.
The GameStop refurbishing departments where they get the games and they're always refurbishing all the discs, refurbishing the consoles. They have shitty working conditions too.
They showed like behind the scenes of that a little while ago, and it's pretty bad.
But I have a theory on this. My theory is that a UPS guy said, this is a TV, took the sticker off the TV, looked for the nearest crate, stuck that sticker on there, and took the TV home.
Yeah,
there you
probably.
Go, UPS.
Yeah, that's probably
what can Brown do for you? They could steal your television.
And give you an assault rifle.
Well, yes. But
I'm a Colombian drug lord. That's a win.
Yeah, that's true.
A hard win.
But I would guess that the UPS guy, if he was planning to take the TV home himself, didn't deliver it by throwing it over the fence,
like the
or
monitor.
Kicking it up the driveway, or throwing it at your front door.
Or leaving it at the front door in plain sight, knocking the door, and then getting to his car as quickly as possible so he could peel out of your driveway.
Yeah.
Well, if he knocked on your door, he actually got to your door. Normally, they just throw the package at your door
or
6
like
to 10 feet away.
Honestly, I've never had a bad UPS experience, so I feel bad shit-talking them.
Just YouTube.
Yeah, look up YouTube. UPS, this one guy literally goes up to like the gate, throws a monitor over.
They always come to the door.
Monitor?
Never. Yeah.
8-foot fence.
He's chucked.
This is how he delivered it.
Both.
Just throws it right over the fence. Away.
Threw it over the fence.
Yeah, I gotta say, well, that's in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It's UPS anywhere.
I gotta say,
Canada,
they've always
You have bad UPS? I've never had
okay,
I do wonder why our like, drop zone commander boxes look
I
like
thought that was custom.
Run over by a bus.
I didn't think it was
no,
UPS.
I'm with G on this. I've never had a problem
I've had,
with
Yeah, that was coming the door. We high five.
Well, you guys live in a very nearby area. So maybe the guy in your area isn't a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the guy who lives in the area where I live in, when he dropped off the Google Nexus tablet, he basically, like, threw it at the driveway, rang the doorbell, and then ran. I open the door, and he's, like, running towards his vehicle, as if I'm about
There's
to...
There's a bomb in the package! It could have blown!
I'm a terrorist! No. If this was Seattle, I'd be in Guantanamo Bay!
That's the intro.
It's
sorry,
just,
I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know, like, they don't seem interested in actually doing their job at all.
Well, no, but their whole thing is they have to do the deliveries literally as fast as humanly possible.
No. Well, here's the thing. I had, three bad experiences with them, because they done with Club Nintendo, they deliver some things I've ordered from them. Never got them. Three times. I had to call Nintendo three times.
Did you get a gun?
No, I didn't. Okay. But I had to call Nintendo three times and get the items reordered and sent to a different location.
Imagine some dumbass gets a gun instead of his, like, Nintendo accessory.
Like, or something.
He's like, I'm trying to play Duck Hunt and I pull off my TV. What happened?
Well, that happened to me.
I'm trying to play Duck Hunt and I shot 12 holes in my wall.
You should, like, pull your...
Because I was trying to kill that fucking dog.
Oh, God.
I'm just imagining that the speakers are still working, so all you hear is like... The dog's still laughing at you like, son of a bitch.
I'll fucking show you!
I hate that dog.
The dog's a bastard.
Dog's a bastard.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy has this guy gotten his TV, or do we not know? This happened.
No, he's probably in jail.
No.
Illegal assault right
now.
No,
he knew that... He called the police immediately, and they confiscated it.
And he was like, hey, I didn't fucking order this, so...
Yeah.
And Amazon confirmed that, like...
Yeah, I hope
or
so.
UPS confirmed that was like, yeah, he didn't order that.
Yeah. So he didn't go to jail. The guy
assault rifle, what?
Yes. The guy who ordered the assault rifle got his assault rifle. He only had to pay like $50 or something to get it released.
You know what the most surprising part of this whole story to me is? You can order an assault rifle by UPS in the United States.
Yeah.
And they'll ship it right to your door.
How is that surprising?
Terrorists.
No, it's not surprising, but it's like...
A gun shop. I think there's rules like with... It was a gun shop order.
Depends which part of the U.S. you're in. Some parts of the U.S., you can just order an assault rifle right to your front door.
Oh, I believe it.
And
even if... The thing is...
That's how FPS Russia exists.
The thing is...
I love FPS Russia. If you don't know who that is... YouTube it.
Yes.
Right now.
The thing is that you
pause
can
the
order
podcast.
You can order ammo online. If this guy was a whack job,
he
just got a free assault rifle.
Like,
oh,
that's
fucked up.
Okay, but like I mentioned this before we were talking about
the
podcast,
yeah.
But let me just repeat it now. If you go to a gun show in the United States, you can buy like 12 guns and all the ammo for them and proceed directly to your nearest large public place to engage in a public shooting. No problem. No background checks.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Yeah,
that's just how it is down there, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a new story.
I'm
to
not
follow
sure.
This.
I'm not
amazing.
Which part of their was it the Fifth Amendment?
It's the Second Amendment.
Second Amendment.
Why do I know that?
It's part of their, constitution.
It gets talked about a lot.
It's part of their constitution, and it's not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
No, right? It's just bizarre when you like really
look.
Kind of
I was
think
playing
about it.
Red Dead Redemption the other day. Oh. Right? And the guy's riding around on the horse helping the girl at her farm, and she's like, here's a shotgun, let's go shoot the weasels, because they're killing the chickens. And I'm thinking, okay, Wild West, maybe you need a gun.
Look, there was for the Canadians among us, we'll find this particularly amusing. I saw a couple of news reports of an off-duty American police officer who was up in visiting the Calgary area, and who wrote to complain to the local paper that he was not allowed to carry his off-duty his off-duty personal weapon in Canada because he was accosted by two young men who asked him whether he had been to the Calgary Stampede as it was going on at that time. And apparently he felt threatened by the manner in which he approached them, and he felt uncomfortable that he didn't have his personal weapon on him at the time. I don't even have to add anything to that story except...
That,
EA.
Law.
Yeah, I understand the right to bear arms in the original sense that at any time your country could basically be invaded by the English and you need to defend yourself.
Right.
I can even understand your right to bear arms in the current day society where you want to defend yourselves against muggers and all that, all that kinds of shit.
Right, but what I can't understand is when we get to the point when an off-duty police officer gets offered free tickets to the Calgary Stampede and wants to respond by shooting the people involved.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it's retarded.
I prefer to remain unshot if I happen to walk around with some Skittles wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, my main problem is
I'm not laughing. No one's laughing. No,
guns really shouldn't be going through the mail system.
Yeah. No.
And it's being delivered to people's doors. Yeah. And I understand this was supposed to be going to a gun shop, but
still.
This really should have been something that UPS should have been really paying attention to, not slapping a sticker for a television delivering it to some guy's door.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, right?
Like, guns are for killing. There's no other purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Than to kill.
A gun is the exact same thing.
They're also fun for target shooting, which I actually legitimately respect.
If you're going to go and do target shooting, fine. But you can go to a fucking shooting range and rent a goddamn gun. You don't need to bring one.
Yeah.
You don't need to just show up with your own. Yeah. I mean, okay, sure. Some people are like gun aficionados that like to have their gun. Fine. Awesome. But like, people that are gun aficionados don't tend to go on mass shootings.
No.
Usually not, no.
Because they enjoy shooting for the fun of shooting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would enjoy shooting shit for the fun of shooting shit.
I agree.
Line up a bunch of bottles, give me a gun, I'll shoot them, no problem. Hey, but listen, I have an issue shooting random people.
Yeah, that's...
Because
if I'm going to shoot somebody, they should at least deserve it.
And frankly, I think that if I'm going to go and buy a gun, the government should maybe track it. Maybe, just a little bit, kind of.
The government should let you buy a gun.
I would never buy a gun, because I don't
think it.
But,
and to be fair, the Canadian government does allow you to buy hunting rifles in Canada.
Yeah. Right. But if I'm going to go hunting, I'm going hunting.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go to a movie theater and go hunting, there's a problem there. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be allowed to have a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have to have a psych exam. Maybe the government should police me. Because it's a government. That's what governments are for.
You're here to hear, folks.
We just got political, guys.
Listen, I understand it's part of their constitution.
That's still garbage.
And I understand that their constitution was made when they were worried the British were going to come over and fucking shoot them up at any point. And frankly, being afraid of the British is something you should do. Because the British would come over and fuck your shit up for fun. That's what they did. That's what the British are good at.
Or were.
But seriously, reasonable thing to have in your constitution when you're like a British colony that is no longer a British colony. I'd be worried, too.
By force of arms, no longer a British colony.
I'd be worried, too. I put it in my constitution. The fact that it hasn't been adjusted for the modern age scares the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's 2010. Guess what? The British don't give a fuck. They're not coming. They ain't gonna get in their boats, come over and fucking fuck
that's what
shit
they
right
want
up.
You to think. The moment guns are no longer in America, the British are coming.
Queen Elizabeth is gonna say, I do
not get along. And all of a sudden she like even coexist happily anymore. They're not getting together to do fuck all anybody unless somebody attacks their shit.
It's more like parts of Great Britain are trying to achieve independence
on their own
island. Never mind them conquering it.
Worrying about Great Britain coming over and having to have guns makes no fucking sense. Yeah. And frankly, the fact that it's 2010, you haven't adjusted your constitution to make logical sense.
2012. He's so angry he went 2 years
in the past. This is some shit that should have been done in 2010.
Guys, I hope this guy gets his TV.
We need to follow up on that.
Yeah.
I hope his TV comes with an assault rifle.
In the TV.
Combination TV / assault
turn
rifle.
Turn the channel 3
off
shit
at someone.
Hey, go watch this game. But America, do whatever you want. I'm good with you guys.
Yeah.
Sound shapes.
From the evil communists.
Let's fucking leave this and talk about sound shapes. Our last topic.
You're going to have to edit so much shit out of this podcast. So much.
Trevor.
Hey. This is a game I had the privilege of checking out back in May at the, as I already mentioned before on a podcast, the Sony PlayStation Spring Showcase. There was, I think, 6 indie...
Is that because you're in the loop?
Yes.
Okay.
But there were 6 indie developers there, and Atlas, for some odd reason, was there showing off the game that you had the honor of playing, G. Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
I got to play it there, and I wanted to seriously throw the controller. I'm not going to lie.
So bad.
But Sound Shapes is an interesting take on a music game where you move... The character looks like an egg. I'm not going to lie. It's like a little blob of like weird sort of squillies around him, and he's different colors. And as you get to different points...
So apparently it looks like an Easter egg.
Yes. Well, not entirely, but you can customize them down the road, they're saying.
Quan's egg.
Yeah.
Quan's egg.
I just made that shit up.
And as you progress to a level...
Because the racism hasn't been right this whole podcast.
Okay, let's agree on Fabergé and move on.
All right. As you progress through the levels, the music plays into different intervals and different beats. And they got, like, artists from Deadmau5, Beck, and a few local guys as well from Toronto.
So has-beens.
Hey, Deadmau5 is pretty
They got
good.
The Midnight on there? They need to put that shit
or
in.
Never was.
It was the Midnight.
So what, like, have you, like, devoted yourself exclusively to playing and talking about musical games?
No, just...
Yeah, seriously.
No,
do you like musical chairs? Are you a musical chairs expert?
No.
You have the title?
No, I always win at musical chairs. You want to know what the secret is?
No.
Push people the fuck over. Just drop
kick. In that case, I win every game.
The secret is buy a TV, get an assault rifle, and shoot those fuckers.
Yes.
The game came out...
Or you could cheat.
The game came out last...
That is cheating, I'm pretty sure.
Tuesday. Yeah. Came out on last Tuesday. If you have a PSN account, it's $15 regular. If you're a PlayStation Plus, it's $11.99. The neat thing about it is the first title that Sony has pretty much launched. The buy a copy, you get the other version on the PS3 for free.
Yeah, this is the first cross-platform game that they're giving to
and
you for free.
It's neat how I had got the Vita version and I got the...
G just pissed his pants.
Yeah.
No,
but I got the Vita version, so I got the PS3 version to download. And I downloaded onto my PS3 while I was playing the Vita version. My wife loves the game. It's a very low...
Shut the fuck up.
As he's on his knees, scrubbing the floor.
He's doing bitch work. But no, the game is definitely...
I don't know why you guys were married.
No, I'm kidding. No, man. The game is definitely worth checking out, whether or not you have a Vita or a PS3, or both. It's... endless in the fact that as you're playing the campaign and you get further in, you unlock more stuff for the editor. And when you do your own levels, you can upload it to the cloud, which is not secure, but it's not through Sony. It's through their own servers based in Toronto.
So it's not slow as shit?
Yeah, it's not slow as shit.
There you go.
And you go to the community page, and I kid you not, like, the first day this game came out, there's already 17 pages full of community-made levels.
That's awesome. That's
so cool. This is like Little Big Planet rhythm game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
cool.
It's fun. Like, it's addictive. It's easy to play, and...
You let other people pay you to do the work.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a great business model.
That's a fantastic business model. But EA should get into that, because...
Don't even talk about it.
Yeah,
anymore.
No.
I have an ulcer.
But definitely check it out if you have...
That's actually literally true, by the way.
Does you literally have an ulcer? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Rampant alcoholism has given me an ulcer.
I think it's more likely to do with your incessant rage.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
actually, perhaps incandescent would be a better term.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I have for sound shapes.
I think I'm going to look into it because I need something to play on the PlayStation Vita because it has been an expensive paperweight.
Wow, you went there.
Wow.
You fucking went the whole way.
You
there.
Didn't get warned on that by me.
Well, this is...
on the podcast.
I bought the games that came out when the system came out. And nothing's come out that I was even remotely interested in.
Sony
does
that.
Maybe
Sony
by Gravity
just fucking
Rush, but...
leaves shit to like die.
Well, no, and in their defense, they've been trying. They've been working themselves on new games. It's just no one else has because no one else gives a shit.
Yeah, because people still think Nintendo is better. Stupid fucks.
Man. Is Vita the type of mobile system where if you design a game for it, it can be successfully ported to another mobile system?
Probably
not.
Nope.
Sony's probably really anal.
Probably not,
show.
But this game, Sound Shapes, like, I played both versions. It plays exactly the same on either platform.
Okay.
Like, it plays just as good on
you
the PS3 as
versions?
Because you buy one, you get the other one.
No,
first.
It's that whole deal. If you buy the PS2 version, they'll give you the Vita version. If you buy the Vita version, they'll give you the PS3 version.
When Trevor was talking about the stuff that Sony's doing for the Vita, I was going to say it's nice that... They're doing
showing.
That because they come out with a new product and you have to incrementally do things like that to keep it fresh, right? But you just said that they haven't, so...
They're getting there, finally.
Yeah.
Like, Sony's been trying, third parties have not been supporting.
Yeah. But with this, like, this is like an independent...
I don't give a fuck about Resistance, what was it, Firefall, fucking... Firefighters.
Fire bullshit.
Resistance 1 was good. Resistance 2 just jumped off a cliff for me.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing about Resistance 1 was? Co-op. You know what the worst thing about Resistance 2 was?
Co-op.
Yeah.
And everything else.
Yeah.
I literally played Resistance 1 with Mark, and we got to the end, and we were like, holy fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I did Resistance
the same
2.
I
Let's put that shit in.
No.
And I literally put the game in and was like, ready to fucking go. He was at my house, ready to play the second game. No co-op.
Yep.
No, there was co-op. It was just separate co-op that had nothing to do with the campaign, which made
no
fucking sense because that was the best part about the first Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mike played through the entirety of Resistance 1 campaign on our own. Well, not on our own, with playing
together. Yeah.
And then
and you're playing
the
with
moment,
each other?
Yeah. Yes. There was some resistance. Anyways. The moment we got Resistance 2, we popped Resistance 2 in, and then we tried playing co-op, and then we literally just, like, we said, well, fuck this, because it's, it was, like...
Yeah, it's a deal-breaker.
It was a piece of shit.
It is a fucking game-ending deal-breaker. Yeah. I was, like, so excited, and I was like, wait, no, fuck you. Yeah. Don't care.
No, it had co-op, it was just, it might as well not have been there. It might as well not have been there.
Yeah.
For local play, anyways. For local play, it might as well not have been there. That's it.
One more thing I want to say with the Sony event, I was in May, they definitely showed off the love for indie games. Like, Soundshapes is a fine example, and today, or not today, yeah, it was today, a game for the PlayStation 3, Poppo and Yo came out. I had the honor of playing that game. It is honestly a must-have game if you're a fan of action platform puzzle games.
Oh, cool.
Because it's based on a true story of a kid who escapes into his own, like, sort of imagination, or not imaginative world.
Wait, what was the name of this game again?
Poppo and Yo.
Oh, is that the one with the monsters that eats, like, the coconuts and then
but
he
that's,
eats the frogs
that's his,
and
that's
it's
his,
like, oh, no, frogs!
No, that's his friend because he's escaping the, you know, the turmoil of what's going on with his dad's life getting mixed into the wrong sort of thing. And it's honestly an awesome game.
Indie games are really where it's at
right
now.
They're getting there. Like, I'm buying more indie games than... You know,
it's
current,
just because mainstream
I'm buying every humble indie bundle that comes out because I could pay like $3 for fantastic for games.
So alright, we have questions this week.
Ooh. Fuck off.
So, actually,
questions?
Yeah, that was not directed at the fans.
Actually,
that
we had...
That was directed at Steve.
Yeah.
That's our inhibity usually is.
No, I love Steve. He drove me here because I'm hammered. But, as you guys already definitely know. Shit, what? Questions?
Yeah, we actually had questions last week, but Mike didn't read them.
What?
And
that's because he's Mike.
Didn't he read a question last week?
No, he didn't.
No, he had his own question, and he had a question that he had on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh,
but there was two questions that people asked us on the website. One was from this week, one was from last
week.
Let's
hit him. Do
and
it.
One of them he already answered, but fuck it, I want us to answer it.
Yeah, fuck that bastard. Let's go.
Whatever, man.
Smash.
Hey. First question, this is the question from last week. This comes from Kid Rad, who's actually sent us questions before.
His name's Kid Rad?
His name's Kid Rad.
Is he a fan of Kid Rock?
He's a rad kid. He asks, do you guys have any suggestions for cool sites to see in the Toronto area? Apparently, maybe he's coming to Toronto soon and he wants to see some cool sites.
Like real things?
Yeah, like real things. Like
Castle
Jane
Loma.
And Finch.
No.
That's... No. I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah.
Castle Loma, but only if you jump the fence. There's a gigantic-ass staircase to the right of the castle. Just jump the wall and pretend you're taking pictures.
You
can
even pay for it. It's not too much.
But, no, it's crazy.
It's like $30.
Yeah, it's retarded. Jump
but
the fence.
That's one place.
But it's a really cool thing to see, yeah.
Kensington Market's a nice place to go to.
Definitely check out the Silver Snail because it's fucking amazing.
And they're moving.
If you go to Kensington Market, there's the only place in Toronto to get good Mexican food is El Trompo in Kensington Market. I highly recommend the Tacos Al Pastor. And the guacamole there is amazing.
And Big Fat Burrito's pretty good, too.
Yeah, and Moonbeam Cafe makes really good coffee and baked goods.
And really good tea.
Actually, if you're talking about restaurants, I know a really good Brazilian restaurant in Toronto called the Rodeo Brazilian. It's on the Danforth. It's kind of an all-you-could-eat place, basically, where you go there, you pay a flat fee. I think it's somewhere around $40 or something, but it's all-you-could-eat food, so whatever.
Well,
and during that entire thing, they have Brazilian dancers show up. You got a capoeira dancer showing up. You're eating. They bring you, like, skewers of meat, of all different types of meat.
I've seen
and,
that.
Like,
it's
they have
awesome.
A really good salad bar. It's a really good place to eat if you're interested in Brazilian food.
Sure. Here's one if this person's brave enough, Skywalk.
Skywalk's not that bad.
Well, now you can go.
I've done it.
Now
Skywalk's
you can go,
not that bad.
I've done it.
I don't even get on the elevator to see.
It's nerve wracking, man. Especially when you lean forward, it's nerve wracking.
That's what.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Have you done it?
No.
I think we can think of a few more suggestions of cool things to do
it's
in Toronto.
It's fucking frightening, man.
You can take a shit at the CBC.
There's all kinds
of. If you're a hockey fan,
you could.
Yeah.
You go right down to the shit directions.
If you're a hockey fan, there's a Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
If you want to get laid, just hang out on Richmond on a Friday night. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or Jarvis.
Depending on when you're visiting,
you
can attend Fan Expo August 23rd to the 26th at the Metro Toronto Convention Center.
We'll be there. I won't be drunk.
Yeah, you will.
I probably will be.
Definitely.
I have a suggestion. If you're bringing a lady friend to Toronto and you want to show her a bar with a nice view, Panorama is a good place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Expensive as fuck, but it's
Harbor
nice
Front's also a good
if
place.
If you want to go to a bar that doesn't have a nice view... But does have awesome music, red tinted lights, and it's kind of like a satanic old English pub. I highly recommend The Cloak and Dagger.
And get pulled pork because it's fucking crazy, man.
And cheap. And really
if you
cheap.
Want if you want the best, cheapest pulled pork in the GTA, for like $2, you could go to, what's the mental health center?
CAMH?
CAMH. You find CAMH, you go to their cafeteria, you can get a pulled pork sandwich.
For $2.
For $2, and it's fucking good.
It's so true.
Oh, God.
It's fucking good.
That's low, man.
Anyway, I think that answers this question.
But yeah, there's a
next
lot of good
question.
Sites. There's too many.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
There's honestly plenty of shit to see in Toronto.
Honestly, my difficulty in answering that question is it's not specific enough. What kind of stuff do you want to see?
Yeah, email us and we'll give you direct.
Yeah, we'll give you some ideas.
Lorenzo will. I'm too fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And lazy.
Well.
And disagreeable.
Yeah. And I mean, I can give you some good brothels.
Ornery. Words?
Ornery. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. This next question comes in from, I guess this guy's name is B-Boy.
Cool.
Why are you struggling with that?
Because it's lowercase b, lowercase b-o-y. So,
okay.
B-boy.
So it's either
it's not that difficult.
Boy.
It's B-boy.
He has a stuttering problem.
It's
B-boy.
Are you just
a stuttering fuck?
I'm a stuttering fuck!
B-boy!
What
the hell? B-boy!
All right,
you're an editor in chief.
All right, this guy basically asked,
"Fucking major problems.
Are we going to PAX this year? He thinks we would enjoy it. I don't think we're going to PAX this year because it's happening. Like, isn't it happening like
or
next weekend?
It's the same weekend as Fan Expo.
Until you people start fucking buying our t-shirts,
which we're not selling yet.
There's no fucking t-shirts
yet.
Until you start buying this non-existent product,
it's
not going anywhere.
No, but really, we're broke ass poor.
Yeah.
And until we're not broke ass poor,
then no.
Plus also... Click
on our ads!
You can just cut that out.
Yeah. Also, if we're going to PAX, you guys probably have to restrain me from punching Tycho. I hate him.
Oh, you won't get anywhere near him without like 12 people jumping on you.
Are you
kidding?
You'll
just see the anger
in
your face.
No. He'll get there, because I'll be distracting people. All right. It's a spectacle. People aren't ready for me. You guys can't do
what? True or words?
Guys, can we go to the Tokyo Game Show?
No.
How fast do you think I would get arrested?
No.
Do you want to
I would get arrested in 5 minutes.
We literally
walk to the door.
I would get off the fucking plane and get arrested.
You would
I'd be like, what, Japanese stewardess? Arrested.
You'd be expelled from the country prior to reaching customs.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, no,
wait a minute.
Get back on the bus.
Truck him out.
The air marshal will take you down way
I can't be allowed to go to the Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah.
So, no.
I hit that like Hurricane Katrina.
No, so yeah, we're not going to PAX this year. No. We're going to Fan Expo.
We're going to a local.
Yeah, local shit's good.
And
maybe
Patrick
we'll...
Stewart pulled out.
Yeah. I just got a shower by G.
Wait, sorry. You might want to clarify for the listener.
Yeah, he just spewed Heineken all over me. Yeah, fuck. That just happened.
What the fuck was that? Are you fucking kidding me?
Remove your brain from the gutter. Fan Expo.
Patrick Stewart is not
pulled.
I apologize to everyone involved. Holy fuck. Of Riker's ass.
Oh my
god.
Prior...
Prior commitment.
He's
in the next Die Hard movie.
Wait, he had a prior commitment with Riker's ass?
Did you watch TNG?
But he is coming back in March 2013 for the Comic-Con. He's bringing friends.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry.
Junt.
Kate Mulgrew.
What?
On the list.
I don't know who those people are. Who's Kate Mulgrew?
Because Trevor and I are cool and you're not.
How do you not know who fucking Captain
Janeway? Did you watch Voyager?
Because I hated Voyager. I hated it with the passion
cool.
of a thousand suns.
They got
Voyager
place?
Is what happened when they fired everybody that was involved with DS9.
Yeah.
Voyager's actually...
Voyager was pretty good.
What?
Voyager's...
Are you on drugs?
No. Have you actually watched Voyager?
I've seen the entire series.
And you don't
you're
like
on
it.
Crack.
I like it.
Seriously, you
don't
like
it. You're
on crack.
The seasons of DS9...
Yeah.
...are the greatest thing that ever happened
I'm
to Star Trek.
I'm not disputing that. I love
and
DS9.
And they responded by firing everybody involved.
I know. We talked about
to go back to episode of the week... Reset button bullshit.
Mm. But
I'm just saying,
Kate Mulgrew,
Voyager's good in its own way.
If I'm looking forward to seeing someone who's from,
yeah, I kind of agree with you. I do like Voyager compared to
in
Enterprise.
Its own way. I'm not saying it's better than
DS9. Wow.
That's a given.
Better than Enterprise is setting the bar
a little
somewhere between the center of the Earth and the first layer of its crust.
But no, with like Kate Mulgrew coming, I wouldn't mind meeting her.
I'm not gonna lie, but
I'm not gonna line up for 3 hours to see her though.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
The only press passes.
Yeah,
we
can.
Shit.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, exactly. We have to wait for shit, man.
High five.
But the one person I am honestly looking forward to meeting in person and talking to is Julian Anderson.
I thought you were going to say LeVar.
Well, him too, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is LeVar Burton coming?
Yep. Oh, yeah. He is confirmed to be coming.
I want to talk about Reading Rainbow with
yes.
him. Yes. Why yeah, did he sure. cancel that shit?
No.
You gotta keep teaching kids how to read.
And of course, I'm looking forward to being the
last. No, did you see fucking common North American kids, man? They're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
They need to read. They need to read bad. Yeah. Like, really bad.
Press passes give us...
Wait. Give us access.
Give us access.
Can we end the podcast?
Yeah. Before we do, I just want to say that...
We're sorry?
Last year.
I feel bad for you wasting your time listening to me rant about bullshit.
And spewing
Heineken all over the microphone.
Last year, Stanley...
Patrick Stewart pulled out. Are you fucking kidding? God fucking damn it.
Shut up.
Last year...
How do I phrase this without setting off any minds here? Okay. Last year, Stanley attended Fan Expo. And because of that, it was a big shit show.
Yep.
And he's coming back, and I'm not happy.
Well, here's last year. I remember he was.
I'll kill him.
No,
I think he's old enough.
Yeah, even if he'll break his hip, he'll die.
He walked right by me too.
Why did he
turn it into a shit show?
I was telling
because
you guys
fucking crowds.
Crowds
are
like
a magnet,
them.
And then you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Okay. But
because he's there.
Let me explain what happened in the Fan Expo two years ago.
He's like Fan Expo cancer.
Yeah, he is.
Shut your shit down.
I know we're not really talking about PAX anymore. This is the biggest tangent in the world. But when Stanley showed up for Fan Expo 2 years ago, he showed up and a lot of people wanted to come and see him, obviously, because he's basically one of the grandfathers of like comic books.
Yeah.
The main problem was they moved to the smaller venue that year, too. So not only did they get more people, but they had less room.
Yeah.
So that's why it was a shit show.
Oh my god, sweaty neckbeards on top of sweaty neckbeards on top of like cosplaying girls.
And didn't they have wasn't that the year when like they were still selling tickets and people couldn't get in?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I hope none of the media we already got the media passes. Fuck you.
Yeah.
What happened is they were all like no one else could get in, but two of our pals were in, so we fucking ninja'd our way into the fucking
COVID
expo
us.
Center.
Yeah.
We had like people up high, people down low, cell phone three-way shit
was
great.
No, I actually
three-ways with cell phones.
Oh, God,
Stewart was there.
With Patrick Stewart.
But no, I had the honor of meeting Stanley last year, and he honestly, I can understand him half the time. He's talking so fast.
You know what? Kudos to him. Good work.
But
I want to go to Fan Expo.
We don't want to go to Stan Expo.
Whoa. We're going to end it right there.
And on that note...
We're going to end it right there. Thank you for listening to episode 38 of the That's Your Garbage podcast, the only episode to date when Mark's name was mentioned without the word box following immediately after.
He started pulling his weight lately.
Yeah.
We can't speak ill of him anymore.
Questions, comments, concerns, whatever, podcast at thatsyourgarbage.com.
C&G orders, amendments to the Charter of Rights, anything you think we need to know about.
Orders for the summary seizure of our domain.
I am definitely
and going the to arrest of our podcast
guys,
members.
Next week you're going to be dead. SEAL Team 6 is coming to my house.
Podcast at thatsyourgarbage.com. Email us. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, but not Google Plus. And visit our site. And that's it.
At www.
And we're sorry. They know the site. We're sorry. Sorry.
See ya.
No more beer for you.
I'm not sorry.
Jason, go fuck.
That was great.